Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
10:40 p.m.
Is there also a structure fire at this way?
Not that I got reported.
We're seeing huge flames of smoke from where we are.
11:10 p.m.
Well, there's a structure fire. There's a person down there with a gun. They're still looking for him. The patient we have got shot by him. There could be other patients around the fire that could be gone already.
A gunman on the loose in a quiet coastal town.
You guys proceed up to the Portapec Beach Road, Highway 2. It's very vague what's going on down there, but there is for sure multiple patients. Police are slowly bringing people out.
As the minutes turn to hours and night turns to day, confusion and fear give way to horror.
One cop came up and jumped out of the ditch and come towards our truck. It like scared the devil out of me. And he come up to my window and he said, wherever you came from, get back there immediately and lock all your doors.
We don't see the cops in
New Zealand. No, they don't know if they've caught him. I don't know.
In the coming hours, the gunman would leave a trail of destruction.
Today is a devastating day for Nova Scotia, and it will remain etched in the minds of many for years to come.
The true devastation wouldn't be known for days.
I can tell you that in excess of 10 people have been killed.
At least 16 people.
17 people have been killed.
19 people have been killed.
In the end, 22 innocent people were killed over a period of 13 hours.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just devastated by this new reality. This is something we never thought our family would be a part of. I never thought that my life narrative would include being a victim of gun violence, you know, living in Nova Scotia.
The deadliest shooting spree in Canada's modern history left us with far more questions than answers. Who was behind this horrific rampage? Why wasn't the public warned? What caused such a massive communication breakdown? What did the police know, and how did they fail to stop it? I'm Sarah Ritchie. I live in Halifax. I'm a reporter for Global News here, and I've been asking questions about this story for months, trying to unravel how something like this could happen here. On this podcast, I'll take you through every hour as it unfolded. Together, we'll try and piece together what happened, what could or should have been done to prevent it, and what we can learn to make sure a tragedy of this magnitude never happens again. This is 13 Hours, Inside the Nova Scotia Massacre, a production of Curious Cast and Global News. You can get it for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.